We're talking with
Carmen Trupek, and I am a certified genetic counselor, and I also am a clinical team leader for the ocular and rare disease programs at Informed DNA.
Carmen Trupek is talking to us about one particular genetic disease that dates back to Hagerstown in the 1700s. It's called hereditary ATTR amyloidosis.
This condition, hereditary TTR amyloidosis, is actually a condition that is almost pan-ethnic, so it affects almost every population around the world. There is one particular genetic mutation that is more prevalent in certain parts of the northeast of the United States. For that particular mutation,
it causes your liver to make too many proteins, which then go on to strangle the nerves and other organs. For the Klein family of Hagerstown, it started with tingling and a loss of feeling in the feet.
And then the amyloid fibrils circulate through the body with the blood system, and they deposit in the nerve endings and on different organs.
Edgar Klein Jr. talking to WHAG-TV about the illness that he got from his father. Edgar Klein Sr., who issues a warning.
If you get misdiagnosed and the doctors are giving you the wrong medication, it could, over a period of time, could cause death.
Both are getting treatment for it. About 50,000 people worldwide are diagnosed with hereditary ATTR amyloidosis. And it's not only hereditary, it's an old ailment. The Klein family believes they got it from their long-ago ancestors. That's part of what Carmen Trupek does as a genetic counselor.
Part of what we're trying to do right now is education and helping people to decide whether or not they want to undergo genetic testing to determine whether or not they've inherited this.
So how does a family come to that conclusion and then get the genetic testing?
Well, in this particular condition, once it is successfully diagnosed, it's a known genetic condition. So their provider would tell them this is a genetic condition. And we've had a number of families like this. And we usually start by talking to that first person who's diagnosed and affected and walk through their whole family history and who else in your family potentially may have inherited this. We'll talk individually with those family members about the pros and cons of getting tested, and if they want to get tested, we help facilitate.
Where do they go? What do they do?
We currently have a program where we're trying to really help to do some outreach and education in families and support them, and that's through a program called Alnylam Act.
Alnylam Act.
So patients can just go to Alnylam Act. com, and they can get information on how to reach out to a genetic counselor.
Genetic counselor Carmen Trupek, who's working with Amnylan Pharmaceuticals. If you think you might be affected, you may be able to get free genetic testing. There's a link on the Maryland News Network Facebook page. I'm Jude Lanilli.